At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Text line coming through. Had a great time. Fairbanks, Alaska. Very underrated. Okay. Getting winds in Fairbanks, Alaska, huh?
It's light 24 hours a day parts of the year over there.
Yeah. Never thought about going to Fairbanks, but all right.
Here, there's a good tale.
I ain't thought about it, and you ain't talking me into it.
But if you had a good moment there, you would. That's not bad.
Well, it's a long way to go for a good moment.
Apparently, there's some sexy Eskimos.
I bet you did your thing in this igloo. I bet you did your thing Someone texted in Vermont. Vermont is beautiful. That it is.
Hey, if we just happened to end up in Little Rock, we'd talk about it. But I can't. I can't tell you about Little Rock from Houston.
Somebody texted in, man, it goes down in Ruston, Louisiana.
Yes. Ain't no doubt about it, man.
And Billings, Montana.
Billings, Montana. Someone else had a great time.
I can tell you a story or two about Billings.
I bet you can't get O'Neal Cruz to say, man, it goes down in Pittsburgh. That man looks like he wants up out of that place.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
It looks like he wants to be a Marlin so bad he can't help himself.
Dale.
He's done enough of them damn sandwiches at that place to put them french fries on it and stuff. All right, Texans offensive line. That is a big discussion point, and that is most definitely... I'm sorry, look at this. Look at this. They're showing the furthest hit home runs at the Derby last night. And it's all O'Neal Cruz, and then James Woods slides in with one right there. But he hit about 9 over 475 last night. Good God almighty. O'Neal Cruz just hit missiles. Anyway, it is going to be a huge talking point, the offensive line, coming up next week and throughout camp and throughout the season. And I want to start with one guy in particular, and that's Blake Fisher. Blake Fisher, who was a second-round pick last year, and we're not sure Trent Brown did not participate in OTAs or in mandatory minicamp, but it would appear with Titus Howard moving into the right guard spot, and we have seen some stuff from Ursary kind of playing on you know, at right and left tackle, but what we've seen is Blake Fisher at that right tackle spot. And it looks like right now it appears it's his spot to lose. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I see you, Joel. I see you, Kick Rocks, Brandon and crew. Andrew, what's the confidence level for you with Blake Fisher entering his second year, getting some time at the right tackle position, and not just time, Clint, but time in the playoffs, time in big games down the stretch. What's your confidence level in him year two as the starting right tackle?
I think it's pretty high. I feel pretty good about Blake Fisher at the right tackle position. Now, I want to preface this by saying a decent offensive coordinator is going to have answers for his tackles if and when they struggle. And young tackles in this league are going to struggle. So there are going to be situations where the opponent that week is going to, dial in on Blake Fisher's weaknesses and attack him specifically. The offensive coordinator has to schematically and with help, whether it's a tight end or a running back, alignment or true all-out help, they've got to be able to help him survive in critical moments throughout the season. So I'll say that. I think that's the case with both tackles this year in Houston. There's times when Nick Caley's going to have to take care of those guys. And with that said, I think both of them will be fine. But sticking with the right tackle position, Blake Fisher is to me a guy that is more than serviceable. He'll be fine at right tackle. I think there's a level of dog. I think there's a level of physicality that's already there coming from Notre Dame. I think there's impressionable aspect to him of being a young player where the Lakin Tomlinson or whoever's coming in here to try to kind of change things. The O-line coach, he you would think that they'd be able to mold him and develop him into the player that they want him to be. So, yeah, I am A-okay with Blake Fisher at the right tackle position starting for the Texans. And I think if he can stay healthy, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, you hope that he learned and picked up some things, because I do think he got some, if it's going to work, he got some valuable experience last year playing in the playoff game against the Chiefs, where there were some struggles there, playing in the playoff game before that against the Chargers, against Bosa and Khalil Mack. Those are both really good pass rushers that can challenge him. Veterans. You hope there is a jump that he takes up in year two, and you hope that that the scheme and everybody's pulling together in a better way, that it helps him. Because, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Last year, if we're just basing off of last year, I think there would be some concerns from Blake Fisher at right tackle based off everything we watched last year. But you do hope that there's some improvements of other things around him and himself.
Yeah, look, I think the natural development from year one to year two is big. I think all the reasons that everybody else struggled would also, you would think, also impacted his play as well. I think there's a lot of value in the fact that the young fella had to play sooner than they hoped he would have to play, and he did. His shortcomings didn't stick out like a sore thumb, right? There was never a moment. I'm not saying he played great, but there was never a moment where, we're sitting there going, good God, what are we going to do at the right tackle position? This kid is just getting absolutely thumped.
It never got to Kenyon Green levels.
But yeah, it never got to Kenyon Green level. It never got to Kendrick Green level. It never got to Shaq Mason level. To be honest with you, there were times when Tytus Howard at left guard had worse moments than Blake Fisher ever even came close to having at right tackle. Now, they're two different positions. Games can be played and are handled differently outside than they are inside, so it's a different animal. But the fact that Blake Fisher survived and wasn't just like, oh, man, well, this kid is just overwhelmed getting the hell beat out of him, that I think there's value in that given what was going on in Houston last year. So the right tackle position, I think, is in good hands.
You think it's his?
I do think it's his. I think it's his, and if it's not, I think it's because Ursary's. Yeah. Well, I think Ursary, there's a chance. Now he's a different animal. Like when you look at Ariante Ursary, this year's second round pick, correct?
Yep.
When you look at him, he's built different. He is not. He doesn't appear to be your same tackle. Like when I looked at Blake Fisher last year, I looked at a rookie. I was like, this, he's got some developing to do.
Physically
got some developing to do. You look at Cam Robinson, obviously he's there, but he looks like a big, lean, athletic tackle. Ariante Ursary looks like a dude that could play guard or tackle from a size standpoint, from a strength standpoint. I don't know if he's ready or not, but if he is mature beyond his years, which Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans have had a tendency to find those guys, if he is, and all of a sudden he brings more to the table in the run game, you know, then I could see that competition being a little tighter than we may think. But right now, I think it's Blake Fisher's job to lose.
Yeah, I think Ursary's probably going to probably get more looks on the left side, and the competition with him and Cam Robinson may be a bit stronger than that. So Blake Fisher there as the right tackle, the one to look at today. Somebody who started games down the stretch. He started against the Chiefs, the Ravens, started against the Chiefs again in the playoffs, started against the Chargers. A lot of games down the stretch, so... This isn't just going to be him walking in for the first time starting, which I think gives them a workout.
Well, you hope he also takes the step developmental wise. Like, you hope he went in there and put on 10 pounds of sheer muscle. You hope that his cardio is
that, you know, that is a difference for him. The bull rush and stuff that seemed, which is not surprising for a rookie offensive tackle.
Well, the ability to bend, so flexibility is huge. Just strength in general is absolutely huge. The guy, he's going to take the mental side of the game is he'll be on a whole nother level. Put it to you this way, I don't know how much better he got, but I think he'll be on a whole nother level from where he was last year in all aspects of playing the position. So whatever you thought of him last year, he should be significantly better. Is significantly better good enough to survive on the edge in this division, in this league with a first-place schedule? I don't know. We'll see. But he should have taken huge strides this offseason.
Yep. Speaking of right tackle, because speaking of tackle and Blake Fisher and all of this we were just talking about with the offense, we know we've been, over the last couple of weeks, been talking about this this top 10 that ESPN's been doing, where they sit down with 70 executives, coaches, scouts, and they kind of vote their top 10 in honorable mention at every position group. Today, inside linebackers, interior linebackers were out. The Texans didn't have anybody on that list. They had one person receiving votes, and that was Christian Harris, oddly enough. But they've gone through all of the position groups. They've gone through quarterback. I'm talking about offensively. Quarterback, they've gone through. They've gone through tight end. They've gone through interior offensive line. They've gone through the tackles. They've gone through running backs. The one position they haven't gotten yet is receivers. And I've looked at this thing, Clint. And when you look at top 10 and honorable mention, they have two already. And I think they will add one more with Nico Collins. I think Nico Collins will be a top 10 receiver when that list comes out, I believe, tomorrow. But Joe Mixon is 9 at running back. And then C.J. Stroud, as we discussed yesterday, was honorable mention. I know that's not the end-all, be-all. And I know that doesn't take an account of what, you know, somebody like a Higgins may do, or what Nick Chubb may do coming back, or some of these offensive linemen, or what kind of guard that Titus Howard could be. But right now, Clint, within this list, the Texans have three guys that are going to be on it on the offensive side of the ball. Three. Nico, Mixon, and C.J. Stroud was an honorable mention. And when you kind of push that together with the new OC, new system, I just hope Texans fans are taking a beat and not jumping too high with the expectations of what this offense can be. Again, I know this stuff isn't the end-all, be-all. These scouts and coaches and executives don't know everything. But when you just say that kind of out loud, like, they got three guys to make all of those lists at all the positions. They had nobody on the offensive line, interior, or tackles when it comes to top 10 or honorable mention. They had no tight end. They had one running back, right? It's just light. I just hope everybody is not jumping too much of a conclusion that they're going to be this much better than they were last year. Hopefully they are, but I think you've kind of said this a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if you know, it's not as big of a jump as some people may think.
Well, the 2025 Texans are going to have to do more with less. There's no doubt about that. You look at the same list last year. Stephon Diggs was on the list. Laremy Tunsil was health. I mean, firmly on the list. Yep. And you look at Dalton Schultz was on the. Did I say Dalton Schultz? Dalton Schultz, Steph Diggs, and Laremy Tunsil. So you literally had six. Where to this
and
year
and
you
Tank
have three.
Was an honorable mention.
Oh, was he? Yeah, so, I mean, you had seven, I guess, and this year you have three. So, I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You offensively are going to have to do more with less. Now, I'm a firm believer in the chemistry, in the accountability, physicality and all those things that they're trying to implement on the offensive side of the ball, particularly in the offensive line room. We will see if that shift in mentality, the shift in holding each other accountable, the change at offensive coordinator and O-line coach position, we'll see if all those things can offset the talent that left the building. And there's no doubt about it. They've got to do more with less this year, and we'll see if Nick Caley can get it done.
Yeah, yeah. All of those, just all of those changes and differences in there, just, I mean, it's something that is real. And even me, I look at it, I'm like, all right, if they just get, you know, average O-line play, you know, they'll jump from 22nd, you know, in total offense. They'll jump from 21 a game. They'll jump from, but you're looking at, like, dude, as you said, man, they look less talented right now. Again.
No, they are.
Again, we don't know the jumps that Kirk will make. They've got some rookies in there that have a chance to be a big part of it. But I think there is a firm expectation that this offense is going to be better than it was last year. And I hope it is, but it shouldn't be just the thought of it's going to be this easy. What? There's not like an upgrade of C.J. Stroud over a Davis Mills.
Yeah.
Look,
this time of year, a lot of the excitement around a team, obviously, you haven't played a game of late, and then the other part of it is offseason acquisitions. And last year, you acquired some game-changing type players on the offensive side of the football, Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, and you re-upped Dalton Schultz. And so you had plenty of reason to be excited out of your mind about what drives excitement in the offseason, which is those acquisitions. And the reality of it is this year on the offensive side of the football, you didn't see that. We're going to have to – boy, I hope there's a lot of people out there that are trusting D'Amico, trusting Nick Caserio, and you're going to have to really lean into that this year because you don't have that caliber player that entered the building on the offensive side of the football. Even the ones that you did with the name, you got guys that either didn't play well last year in Dalton Schultz, or you got guys that were injured last year in Nick Chubb. Really the only one that just jumps off the plate again was injured last, jumps off the field again is Christian Kirk, who was injured last year. So you know it's
the Christian
what drives
Kirk
excitement in the offseason just didn't really happen this year in Houston.
Christian Kirk feels different than the Diggs, even though I think they're probably closer players, but it does feels different in star power. All right, coming up, it is Tuesday, a little real or fake. I say a statement. You let me know if it is real or fake. We'll do that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's right here live on the drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Let's play a little real or fake. A little real or fake. We do it every Tuesday. I say a statement. You let me know if it's real or fake. I'm going to start with your ass, Tyler.
I like the way you said that.
The Big Ten Conference will continue to be the best conference in college football in 2025, real or fake?
Well, that's assuming that you think they were the best conference in college football in 2024.
They were.
So, history, recent history, multiple years upon years would say otherwise. So, I'm going to go fake on this one.
You're going fake? You think the SEC will take back?
They might have something to say about
the crown of being the best conference in. Best conference in college football. I did see some preseason rankings in terms of how people see the SEC going, and many people believe the best quarterback in the SEC and potential Heisman Trophy winner is the kid at South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I saw South Carolina finishing in the ninth spot.
The Cocks.
when they put out the best team. So you might have the best quarterback and be the ninth best team in the conference. So you say fake. You think the SEC will get back to being the best conference?
Well, in all seriousness, I say fake just because, I mean, I'm going to take the field in this case, and it's very possible, given some squads and other conferences around college football, that no, they are not the best.
Yeah, it's only one other conference that's going to be in the conversation.
You never know.
It certainly is not the ACC and the Big 12.
That's fair.
And the Mountain West is not coming for it's not coming for grabs or whatever this new Pac-12 is. Clint, real or fake, the Big Ten will continue to be the best conference in college football in 2025?
No, I think it's fake.
Do you? Yeah, do you think they were the best last year?
I think you can argue that they were the best based on the final results and how many teams got in.
They won the last two national championships.
But we've got to get into the path you take to get there. I mean, like, I would never knock the Indiana Hoosiers, but the path they took to get there is absolutely ridiculous, right? But that's when you start talking about being like, we can't. But to me, when we're talking about conference strength, right? It's like, I don't want to hear about Alabama. I don't want to hear about Georgia. I don't want to hear about Michigan. I don't want to hear about Ohio State. Every conference has the Clemson, Florida State. The Pac-12 had USC and Oregon who would carry them. Everybody's got the two or three teams at the top that would carry them. To me, when you start talking about the strength of a conference, it's about the middle of the pack. And there's no doubt about it. I think the Big Ten is
USC is fighting for their lives right now. Lincoln, and that's a middle of the pack that used to run.
Yep.
You know, when you bring in Washington, Oregon, and SC.
But Oregon came in and won the whole damn thing, right? But then
Ohio State won the whole thing,
correct.
Right?
Yeah. So it's one of those where, to me, it's if you're discussing the strength of a conference, it's about how good and how deep is the middle of the pack. Right. In Indiana, having a huge year last year for the Big Ten, it goes a long way in that discussion. SMU, you know, and the ACC goes a long way in that discussion. When those kind of teams step up and come out of nowhere and make runs, it's obviously helps your conference. But I look at their conference and I just can't get there with the Big Ten. You know, so I'm going to go fake news, Ron. Fake news.
I'm going to say real. I just think those Pac-10 teams or Pac-12 teams that they took in, and it seemed like they took damn near all the good ones. They took the Washington, Oregon, SC in there. That has added to that middle. Because is Penn State potentially the best team in the country? I mean, I think they're up there with Drew Aller, their quarterback. Like, this has got to be the year for James Franklin.
Yeah,
they're going to be preseason top three, I would assume. I just think when you add it, that, I think that is what the SEC, as you've said for years, they're what, 5-4 to 8 or to 10 has been so much stronger. I think adding, you know, USC and Washington and Oregon and UCLA has made that strengthen. So, like, a team like Illinois that was ranked a lot last year, you know, is down towards the bottom of that thing. So, it's getting top heavy and getting more stronger in the middle there. So I'm gonna say it's real. All right, real or fake? Clint, Dak Prescott will finish above C.J. Stroud in the MVP voting this year. Real or fake?
Weak ass Cowboys.
Oh man, I'm gonna say. Wow, that's a tough one. I don't think either one of them will. But
is it tough for you, Tyler? He's staring the look he gave.
I'm staring at you the same way the answer's staring you in the damn face. Hell no! Yeah. It's fake.
It's fake, he said.
I mean, you're talking about a guy that's, I mean, just a stat stuffer. You're talking about a guy that's got Pickens and CeeDee Lamb and an up and coming tight end. That's pretty damn good.
What's your point?
Will they win enough games? Well, but that's the thing is. Is both players, will they win enough games to be serious contenders? And
he's a Cowboy.
Well, even if Dallas
they both have stories.
Like, if Dallas doesn't win a bunch of games, it's not going to be because the offense doesn't move the ball and score points, which hasn't been a problem for them when Dak is healthy. So
I don't have time to have a bad time.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say I'm going to say real.
You're going to say real.
Dak is going to finish ahead. Yes, I'm going to say yes. Like, I think the approach. Look, I think the approach here in Houston is going to be ball control, play great defense, and stick to your head coach's guns.
Ooh.
Let your young OC come around. Let your young wide receivers come around.
Nick Cayley, Brian Schottenheimer taking over.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the deal. So yeah, I would say Dak finishes ahead.
Because here is the thing, because clearly Tyler is on the it's fake. Here is the thing. Both of them, if both of them play well, I think both of them will get a lot of credit for them playing well. Right? Like if their offenses and their teams play well, I think both CJ and Dak will get a lot of credit for their playing. Now, I do think Dak's probably got more weapons right now, or more known reliable weapons that we would know going into it right now. I will say fake. I think CJ is playing with less than Dak is.
Yep.
God bless, brother.
And I feel like CJ's high moments are going to be seen more than CJ's low moments, and I think all of Dak's moments are going to be seen. You know what I mean? It's all going to be talked about with Dak, low or high moments. I think more times than not, you're going to hear about CJ's high moments as much as their low moments. Now, if they go out there and win 12 games, if Dallas wins 12 games.
In that division?
In that division. If they win 11 games, Dak is going to be, it's going to be pushed up.
Yeah.
Like he's going to get pushed up. Again, like we said, 2 years ago, the last time he played a healthy season, it was Lamar Jackson and then him. Mm-hmm. In the MVP race. They were 1-2 in the MVP race. All right. Last one, late night eating, Tyler, going to you. I'm choosing tacos over burgers every time.
Ooh, that's fake for me. Depends on the day, the moment, how I'm feeling, what I'm craving. I can go either direction, just very dependent on the day and the time and what's happening in my life.
That is 100% real. I don't want nothing to do with a hamburger at 2 a.m. I want 82 tacos. And I don't care where you get them from. The taco stand, Taco Bell, Jack in a Box, give me 82 of them joints.
I go for tenders, too.
Tender eating Tyler.
If you tell me right now, if Trill Burger was wide open at 1 a.m.,
dude.
A smash burger
at that time?
I think I'm going that over Jack in a Box.
I would say,
the tacos. I think I'm going that over the tacos.
I could be talked into it, but if somebody sat here right now and said, hey, 5 days this week, we're going to eat at 2 o'clock in the morning. I want tacos. It's not going to be burgers.
I'm just saying if there is a strong taco stand right there or Trill Burgers right there, them smash burgers and everything, you're going tacos.
I'm going tacos.
I think
I'm going burgers.
And I think it depends on the day, but I will say in my life experience, what I've gone through to this point in life, I've definitely eaten Jack in the Box tacos late night more than any other.
I have done it both.
Like easily way more than any other late night fast food.
Have you ever had the Jack in the Box taco conversation when you're just hammered and you're smashing Jack in the Box tacos and somebody walks in and goes, hey, what kind of meat is that? And you're like, I don't give a, it don't matter, bro.
The tasty ass can.
You ain't killing my buzz. Get the hell out of here.
That thing is running down. All right, come on.
Fun story too, Jack in the Box tacos almost killed me. I'll fill you in later.
Coming up next, why Jack in a Box tacos almost killed Tyler Milner. We'll discuss that coming up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Damn, people got some jack-in-the-box stories. Here on the text line, Jack-in-the-box cracked my veneers in the front twice. The tacos? Damn!
That's a super crunchy taco.
By the way, they can sneak me in them in that breakfast they sell 24 hours.
Oh, Breakfast Jack is clutch now.
Again, they are. But I feel like they know where they're going.
Unlike Arby's.
Yeah, I think like Arby's, they're throwing away a lot of stuff too. That menu is a little ridiculous. It's a little
Egg rolls.
It's just everything. It's a lot though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can look over there. I think they got a number 28. They got like. They got a breakfast numbers. How many damn numbers do you have? God, dog, man. I mean, I honest to God, I feel like Jack in the Box would probably drop. Like, they could probably drop 15 items. I bet you if we pulled up right now, people listening to the show, texting in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, I bet you could pull up the Jack in the Box menu. I bet you we could find 12 things. 12 to 15 things to immediately get rid of.
At least.
They've got 8 different breakfast sandwiches that are almost the same,
what?
Except one is like, has sourdough bread on it, or another has a croissant. Like, it's just like, come on,
croissant.
Guys. It's ridiculous. Yeah, man, you broke your tooth on a Jack in the Box taco? Damn. Well, I mean, you got to get to the middle. The middle soft part and the outside.
I want one right now.
And by the way, side note: for the last time I went there, a long time ago, obviously, they got some new little dipping sauces or something.
Don't need them.
Oh yeah, I can. They got like an avocado one. It's a nice little dip in that taco. Text line coming in. Show you're too big to be eating Jack in the Box. No, I don't think anyone is. I think Jack in the Box you can enjoy. I haven't had in a while, but yeah, I bet you, honest to God, we could pull up their menu. We could shave 15 things off that menu. It's just a little too aggressive. I mean, what's people getting outside of the tacos?
I'm trying to think.
And the Jumbo Jacks.
The Jack in the Box curly fries were money back in the day. There was a day when, didn't they have taquitos that were off the charts back in the day too?
Ooh,
I mean, real crunchy taquitos. And then there was a Jack in a Box sandwich that was kind of off the beaten path. It wasn't a burger. It wasn't.
Who said off the beaten path?
I'm a sucker for a junior bacon cheeseburger, but I don't think you're talking about
that. No, those are good too, but I'm just saying like something you dip, like I wouldn't go to Jack in a Box for their bacon cheese, even though they are good. What is the sandwich I'm thinking of?
I don't know. They've got 108 things.
Was there some kind of pita or something? Some kind of
not that I know of. The ultimate cheeseburger?
No, there was some kind of like, again, it was off the Jack and it was off the beaten path for Jack in the Box, even though Jack in the Box is kind of a catch all, I guess.
I mean a catch absolute all.
What was it? It came in a little pocket. Like the bread was a little pocket and it had Gosh dang.
Is it a Euro?
I don't remember that. There was a time when I'd go after that pretty hard too.
I mean, this is just ridiculous. Everything they got on this menu. I mean, my God, they could. I mean, they've got so many different breads that they have got to be just throwing stuff away every night. I mean, every location.
No, it's just frozen to get out. And it ain't getting dropped until you order it.
And at some point, they got to get rid of. Some of those are frozen past the limit.
Boy, them curly fries. Oh, yeah, the old date.
I'm just saying. Like,
all they need to hire my wife and tell her to go in there and inspect. My wife throws more food away when it's out of date.
How many egg rolls are they selling out there?
I don't get the egg roll craze. I've tried them. I don't think they're that great.
I mean, how many are they
selling? Would you like to hear how Jack in the Box Tacos almost took your boy out?
Please. Someone said pitta at Jack.
That's it?
Yeah.
All I could find was chicken in the pita. 80s, there was pita. A chicken supreme.
Pita.
But nah, man, like legit, Jack in the Box Tacos almost took your boy out. My mom was pregnant with me.
If you're gonna go, that's the way.
Well,
maybe not before you're here though.
I wouldn't have had much memory of it.
My mom mashing tacos.
My mom and dad went to Jack in the Box. My mom's pregnant with me, about 7.5-8 months pregnant with me, and they both got horrendous food poisoning from this location on the tacos. And she had to be like rushed into the delivery room and give birth to me about a month and a half early.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You were an early bird.
You were an early bird because of Jack in the Box?
Yeah, I was supposed to be January 91. I was born December 2nd, 1990. Because Jack in the Box had messed my parents up. My dad wasn't even there when I was born. He was hugging a toilet. But yeah, apparently it was pretty crazy. I don't remember much, but my mom doesn't eat Jack in the Box anymore.
Well, I don't blame her for that.
Yeah, I love it. That wouldn't have stopped me, though. I would have just maybe go to a different location is what I would have done.
Hey, man.
I don't think there's been a place that has stopped that I've stopped going to that I've had a bad experience in.
I don't go back to sushi no more. That's ruined
for me.
You don't do sushi.
I used to love it, bro. That's what our cookout's going to be, man.
That's what our cookout's
going to
be.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, as a guest at the cookout, I would appreciate it if you had some other, menu options.
Yeah.
No more other menu.
All right, I'm bringing Sugar Bear.
Sushi on the Bay, baby.
There you go. All right, Lane Kiffin.
Sugar Bear.
Lane Kiffin at Media Days, at SEC Keep Media Days.
At home.
Sweet Good Lane Kiffin.
Sugar Bear.
Okay. Lane Kiffin, also Sugar Bear's favorite. He was at SEC Media Days, Clint, and he started talking about old Nick Saban. And this has started to get a little run. I'd like to see your thoughts if you think this is a real thing. I don't know if I buy it, but this was Lane Kiffin at SEC Media Days talking about his old coach, Nick Saban.
I wouldn't be surprised. I kind of always thought that was going to happen. I kind of thought it happened after 1 year, but and I say that just because even seeing recent stuff with him and talking to him on the phone, at first of all, I have no knowledge that he's coming back. I don't think anybody does that. he's so sharp still. I almost feel like it's a waste that he's not. No disrespect to the media and what you guys do, but his ability to coach players and change lives in that, and he's so good at it. I just think he'll be back, whether that's NFL or college.
All right, he said he thinks Nick Saban, who turned 74 on Halloween, he thinks Nick Saban will be back in the NFL or college. He's got this nice gig on ESPN where he's doing college game day and seems to be pretty good at it, to be honest, especially when you think about him and the other guys on the set. They seem to kind of play off each other well, and he is loosened up a bit too. You buy this at all?
No. Would you say Nick 74?
It'll be 74 on Halloween.
Why? Nick does not strike.
He needs another championship, Clint.
There's a lot of coaches out there. Mac Brown really strikes me as one. How old is Mac Brown? Not a huge Mac Brown fan here, for the record. But
okay, 73.
Yeah, like Mac Brown strikes me as a guy that's going to have a real...
See, he looks so much younger than Mac Brown.
Yes, he does.
Turning 74 before the college football season starts.
A lot like athletes. Like, I think Mac Brown strikes me as a guy that's going to have a real hard time living a normal life. And he's not good enough.
Let's hope that what generally happens to other people who do that, like coaches who try to coach you all the way up to the end.
Yeah, right, right. And then they go right. I'm not wishing that on anybody, but the end comes a little quicker. But like Mack Brown strikes me as a guy that's going to have a hard time not being in the spotlight. And the reality of it is he's not – the demand for him on TV is not there the way maybe it once was. Like Nick doesn't strike me as a guy that necessarily needs the limelight, and they're going to pay him more money to do TV than they're going to pay him to coach.
Yeah,
and he's seven. Like I think Nick is going to enjoy this next phase versus go tarnish what he's already done trying to revamp an organization.
The only thing to me, Clint, is if he really has an issue with the failure in the NFL. That's the only thing.
That's fair.
That's NFL the only because it was so bad with the Dolphins, and he's better than that. And then he went right to Alabama and started rolling. But at 70, about to be 74, that's the only route I could see is if he got an itch because it was so bad. There's nothing else for him to do in college.
Yeah, I think he got a rude awakening at the pros that guys weren't going to respond the way that young college athletes do. So I don't think that ever happens. I think he is retired from the game, just like I think the fajita pita, which is exactly what I was thinking about from Jack in the Box.
I'm saying that on the text.
I think it's retired from the Jack in the Box menu, but that is exact the chicken fajita pita, or I think they had beef as well, but chicken was the one I'd go with. Absolutely. You could taste that it was probably not a real chicken, maybe some kind of fake chicken.
But it didn't matter.
It didn't matter. Hammer down.
Just whatever that meat is inside of it.
Like that liquid chicken.
Fajita pita.
That is it. They grind it up nicely, though.
Good find, text line.
Great job, Drive Family.
Gosh, that's good, man.
Oh, someone text in, Ron, you sound like a fat person. Say food poisoning won't stop you from eating Jack in the Crack. I'm just saying, like, if I had a favorite thing right now, whatever your favorite thing is right now, I need to get hurt by it two or three times.
I've had food poisoning a time or two, and I've gone back. I the first time I ate sushi, I got a mouthful of wasabi, and it ruined me for about a year, but I went back.
I light you up.
Yeah, so that's not just a Ron problem. Don't quit being hateful.
I will go back.
I will,
if
too.
It's like one of my favorites.
I'll go back with you. Tell you what I won't
you
do.
You got to get me two or three times.
I tell you what I won't do is drink orange juice and vodka again. I drank it out of a big gulp when I was about 13 years old, and I locked myself in the bathroom. I'll never do it again.
Screwdriver's a hell of a way to start a vacay.
You're right. Never again. But that's odd. Was that your first drink? One of your first?
No, beer was the first one.
No. So my first drink was gin and V8, and I'm never doing that again. I'm never doing
Bloody
tomato
Mary,
juice.
Ruin the Bloody Mary for you?
Never doing tomato juice. Worse. What you got
coming? Gin is terrible.
Awful.
All right, we got it's halftime, halfway through the Major League Baseball season, y'all. Best and worst from the Astros' first half. And you can't go, generally speaking, widespread injuries or the organization's poor handling of said injuries, Ron. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't go that route. That's low-hanging fruit. Best and worst from the Astros' first half of the season. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.